It was Maya Angelou who said, "People will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Hi, this is Ginger, advisor at 12listen.com and host of my new show, Heart Matters, at 12radio.com. Heart Matters is a place where we explore all matters of the heart, anything that has real meaning to you. Heart Matters will be live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific. It's my hope that Heart Matters becomes more than just a weekly radio show, but a place that leaves you feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because your heart matters. May you always leave here feeling heard in all matters of the heart, because, well, your heart matters.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Heart Matters. I am your guest host tonight. I am Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. So excited to be here with you. I am an intuitive advisor on 12listen.com. And in addition, I am a professional astrologer and business coach, life coach. I love working. I also run dating events. I love running these, working these dating events. For Tantra Speed Date in Denver and Boulder. So if you're in the Colorado, I forget what they're calling this part of Colorado now. It's like the business corridor or something, like from Denver all the way up to Fort Collins. It kind of goes, anyway, if you're in the area and you want to come to one of these events, let me know. If you're in the area and you'd like a reading, that's fun too, to do in-person readings. I have in-person clients, but the easiest way to reach me always is to hop onto 12listen.com. And I am there every day, can't help myself. I just enjoy my clients so much, enjoy all of you so much. And let's see, I'm hopping over to the chat room, but first I want to tell you, today is the 20th of November, 2024. It is 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's 6 p.m. where I am, Mountain Time, and 8 on the East Coast. The sun is in the last, like, day of Scorpio. In fact, I'm going to go over and see. I pulled up the chart for today. Yeah, 29 degrees, Scorpio. Tomorrow, is the beginning of Sagittarius season. And sometimes you see it marked as the 22nd, sometimes the 21st. It really depends on the year and where you live. But for all intents and purposes, for tonight's purposes, we're going to talk about Sagittarius starting tomorrow on the 21st. And we just came through a really, like, monumental for our world, for the next 20 years, Pluto, the planet Pluto, because Pluto is a planet. It is a planet in astrology, is a planet in my heart and in my soul forever. it just moved into Aquarius. Now, it has been dipping in and out of Aquarius, especially through 2020 to 2023, in and out a few times. So we've had a little taste of what that energy is like. But now, starting today, is the first full day of Pluto in Aquarius. It moved in yesterday, and we're at 0 degrees. 0 degrees is one of my favorite placements in astrology. I'm going to see if I can drop this chart into our chat room. And if you don't know about the chat room, you can interact with me there tonight. And we're going to do a little bit of talking. I'm going to do some horoscopes. And then about halfway through the show, we will do some readings for people in the chat room who come in and ask. And it's one of my favorite things about 12Radio is that when we're live on the air, we can also interact with you. And you're going to find a lot of like-minded people in the chat room if you don't know about it already. And what you want to do is go to 12radio.com. And on the left-hand side of the page, you see the word chat. And you just click it, and it pops you right into our Facebook group. Everything you say there stays there. It's a private group. If you're new, you can request to join. And Jay and I'll be watching for those member requests. I'm going to pop over there now and see what's going on. What's happening? Everybody's expecting Ginger, and instead they get me. Hey, Renee. Great to see you here. Hi, Pamela. Welcome. Welcome, Tara. Oh, wait. What is she? Oh, she's got a little, a little lab GIF for us here tonight. And Rosalie is here. Welcome, you guys. I'm going to refresh this Facebook page. Have you noticed on every show you hear us say that? Because once upon a year, Facebook would show us everything all at one time, and we could see it all. Oh, and there's Moriana. Good to see you tonight. Now that I've clicked all comments, it has expanded. So welcome, everybody. I'm really glad to be with you here. And Aline is here. Welcome. Jay's mama has, and Quelly, great to see you here. They've joined us here in the chat room. Yes, you and Freya, my dog, is here tonight. It's usually Ginger and Luna. Tonight it's Jennifer. I was going to say Jen. Jennifer and Freya. And you might hear her in the background, but I just gave her one of my favorite treat dispensing toys, and it is her, I don't know, it's her favorite thing. This puppy of mine, I've had a lot of dogs in my life, many, many, many dogs, and this little girl, she's three, she is the most active, the most, the quickest, she likes games, she likes puzzles, and she's only three, so I know eventually she'll chill out, right, and she'll just be fine with napping and walking and playing outside and all the stuff we do, but right now, she needs to have, I could say she likes activities, but she actually needs to have activities so that her mother can work. So tonight she's playing with her pickle. And I was thinking about this. This is really silly, but if you have a dog or if you know someone who has a dog who's Freya's about 50 pounds, so like a medium-sized dog. She's a flat-coated retriever, and she's petite, so she's on the smaller side. But if you have a dog who is super active, but likes puzzles, like this make a really great gift. If you have a dog, your kids have a dog, anybody you know has a dog, if you click on that link, it didn't put the picture in the chat room, but it's just this silicone pickle that's like 6 inches long and has these curvy slots on the side, and you can fill it with like peanut butter or treats, or one of my favorite things to put in there is I make sweet potato French fries, one of my favorite things, and she gets, you know, they're just olive oil and sweet potatoes, nothing else on it. Baked sweet potato French fries, I should say that. So baked sweet potatoes in this pickle, which is what she has right now, and she is losing her little mind with happiness, which means that I can be on the air with you tonight. So if you know a dog who's like a retriever-sized dog, or get them this pickle. It's like a $20 toy, and it is so worth it. Okay, that is my commercial for tonight. What I wanted to talk about tonight is Sagittarius, yes, but the thing I mostly wanted to talk about was Pluto, planet Pluto. And I have some horoscopes for you too now. So Pluto moves so, so slowly. It takes over 200 years for it to go through each zodiac sign. And the last time that Pluto moved into Aquarius, so that's, you know, The last time, let me just see here. Last time it was in Aquarius. Yeah, it was like ages and ages and ages ago, like the 1700s. And during that time period, without getting into too much history, we had the American Revolution and the French Revolution, two major cultural changes, wars that completely changed the landscape, completely changed the political climate, completely changed the world of the people who had moved to North America. Yeah. So I wonder what's going to happen for all of us over the next 20 years, because Pluto's making, like I said, it dipped into Aquarius a few times over the from 2020 to 2023. We had the taste of it. And now it is finally in Aquarius from yesterday. So that November 19th, 2024, all the way through into 2044. So that's 20 years. And if you, without talking a lot about the election, or if you're aware of the recent election, if you are having emotions about it, no matter who you voted for, if you're watching the news at all, seeing what's going on around the world in different countries, escalating energy everywhere, we are in a time of tremendous change, tremendous upheaval, right? And Pluto is the planet that forces us, because it's not gentle, right? Venus is gentle. Mars can be slightly gentle. Pluto, it causes us to transform, to change, to wake up, to see things as they are. And I don't know about you, but over the last couple of weeks, whether it was related to the election or not, for me it was not exactly, but I woke up literally one morning and was like, oh, this is what I'm going to be doing next. And it became really, really clear to me what some of my next steps are going to be. And I would love to hear in the chat room if you had that experience over the last couple of weeks or even a month. Chiron is also in Aries, and I'm looking at that now too. It's for me, that's a big deal because my sun is in Aries, but it is calling us to like memories of challenges in our lives. And so things that are happening now are connected to your past. That's always true. But especially right now. So you may be having dreams where you're finally understanding, like, oh, what the patterns are that you've been trying to figure out forever. And with Pluto moving into Aquarius now, we can expect, oh, wow, like transformation in technology. We can expect a pressure actually to get involved with all of those technologies. We might even feel overwhelmed, by self-driving cars. Or what are those cars in Vegas now that have no driver at all? And they're like trams, but they drive on the roads. I think there was a recent crash of one, but like advances in technology, just because they're there doesn't mean that you need to get all involved in it unless you're called to that. And I kind of want to say that because sometimes technology and, it can be addictive. Thinking of our phones can be addictive because everything we ever wanted to know or learn about, we can use our phone to figure it out, to learn about things, which is a great part of having all this tech, but it can also distract you from sleep. It can distract you from ways that you keep yourself centered and calm in your own life. It can distract you from your own personal goals and plans. It can distract you from creativity. And I'm saying this as someone who has been allowing herself and purposely getting distracted with technology over the last couple of weeks because, but then, because with the news, distracted by the news, I mean, remember when, I'm old enough to remember this. Do you guys remember once upon a time? I don't know, Jay might be too young, but where the news was on from, say, like 5 to 7, and then it came back on at 11 to 11:30, and that was it. Maybe four channels, like PBS, ABC, CBS, NBC. That's it. And those were the only times when you interacted with the news. I mean, and you could interact with the news in your newspaper, but you read the paper, you closed it, put it down. You got the morning paper and the evening paper, some of us, or just one. It wasn't a constant bombardment. It wasn't like these portals to traumatization, that if you click on any news channel app or go to a news channel website, it's like, woo, it's intense. It's intensity because it's not only like the news, but it's the ads, and then it's the fake news. It's the, I can't even think of some of the titles, but like you scroll down on CNN and you end up like some of the stuff, it isn't even real. It's just designed, it's like a blog page with a fake news article that you're supposed to click on the ads. And anyway, watch out for all of this development because I think there's going to be a lot of cool stuff, right? There's going to be a lot of things that we want to interact and incorporate in our lives over the next 20 years with Pluto in Aquarius. But we also want to make sure that we remember what it means to be human. And that's one of the things I wrote down when I was thinking about this. Like, we want to make sure that we're not becoming disconnected with our humanity. And if you're a Star Trek person and you ever watched Star Trek Next Generation and you watched Jean-Luc Picard, become assimilated into the Borg, we don't want to be like that, right? We don't want to be wearing our Google glasses 24/7. Because I just have this sense that sometimes technology is for our good and sometimes it's to distract us from. So one of my sacred questions for you is to define for yourself, what does it mean to be human? What does it mean to be in my life, living your personal life with your own goals and dreams and plans? What does it mean to be human in this lifetime? I'm going to go over to the chat room real quick. And I want to go through these horoscopes. Let's see what people are saying. Whew. Yes. Hey, everybody. You guys are in listening mode. Let's do this. I wrote my horoscopes. And I'm going to this start with Aries or Aries rising. So for Aries, Pluto in Aquarius is a whole new era. So you can think of this, especially for Aries, for a lot of the signs, actually. I'm just going to say for all of us, it's like a restart moment. And I actually think of this with each moon cycle too, as like a restart. Like, I can put down the belief systems, the way I talk to myself, the patterns of behavior and thought that aren't really that supportive. As I become aware of those things, I can put them down. I can become someone who doesn't think that way anymore, who doesn't behave those ways anymore. And I'm talking about like self-deprecating conversations you have with yourself, or when we don't hear from someone for a while and we start to make up stories. Like we don't know. Like Aquarius teaches us a detachment. It's something I've learned from my Aquarius friends, and it has never been easy for me as a Pisces moon. A lot of Pisces in my chart. The Pisces tends that energy merges, you know, which is a beautiful thing. It's part of how I have the work I have as an empath, intuitive, and psychic. But it's difficult to detach sometimes from everything, letting people be who they are being, even if, you know, it's painful. So Aquarius is also going to be helping us with that too. Allowing us to let ourselves be who we are, you know, without censoring ourselves or allowing other people's, you know, definitions of who we are to continue to play out in our life. And Aquarius also, it's an air sign, so it's bringing in, like I was saying, like technology, imagination, creativity, innovation, new ways of living. I think that a lot of us will be figuring out ways to be more connected to the earth, actually, as sort of a counterbalance to all of this innovative technology. But I think too, so connected to the earth, whether we are planting plants or growing food, but also connecting with our creativity. So we're allowing ourselves to have to go into our own zone of creative expression, whatever that is. That's also a counterbalance to the news. Creativity can be. So, for the theme for Aries and Aries rising over the next 20 years, so this is kind of hugely general, but for Aries, it's about community, it's about social connections, feeling yourself in a group of friends, feeling yourself. That you have a network you can reach out to. And for many Aries folks, it's going to mean moving to create that kind of community. Or you'll be encouraged, the energy will just draw you toward reforming some of your existing social connections. And these relationships will be becoming more important to you than ever. And you may even become more politically active, Aries. For Taurus, the focus is on your reputation, your public life, your career. And it's a new season for you, Taurus, in your professional life. And it may be that for a long time you have felt sort of like, well, am I going to continue this? Am I not going to continue this? You know, do I really like what I do? And overnight, there's this sense of, yes, like I love this actually. Almost like you're taking ownership of your talent, ownership of what you are bringing to the table career-wise. So that's another way to say that is standing in your power. Pluto is about power. Pluto is about individual, collective power and being transformed to a point where we realize that we have a place in this world and worth in this world. Gemini. What I'm seeing for you, Gemini, is sort of like you might be going back to school. You're just sort of looking at what do I believe? What are the things that are meaningful to me. You may be doing some work like Aries, you may be doing some political stuff or you may be volunteering in ways that help with creating justice, supporting health and human services things. Gemini, I'm just thinking of a couple of Geminis I know who announced that over the last couple of days. And it's not so much religion, but there's a spirituality that you have been longing for, that you want to connect, reconnect or connect into. And education and travel, I feel like you are going to be putting those two things front and center and inviting people to go forward with you to explore some of those things, travel with you, taking classes, learning about cultures, Cancer. So intimate relationships. And Cancer, first and foremost, it's the deep part of yourself. It's an emotional transformation. It's a space inside of you that is calm and soft and ready to be like renewed. How do I want to say this? It has to do with, yeah, intimate energy. I'm just kind of trying to tune into to a little bit deeper beyond these words, but Freya's joining us, drinking her water. That would be a good message for Cancer. Like, don't forget to take care of the body while you're doing all this deep work. I think some of you may be at a point in your life where you're ready to look at therapy, which is a really great thing to allow yourself to be supported, Cancer. Leo. For Leo, opening up to other people, Leo and Leo rising, opening up to other people, feeling your sensitivity, Leo, and taking inventory of patterns in your relationships, your romantic relationships, your friendships, and looking for the common threads. And this is sort of a theme that we're all doing, but especially for Leo, kind of seeing like, what are the relationships where that don't allow your creativity and input? What are the relationships that take more from you than they allow you to give? And this is a friendship thing as well as a romantic relationship thing, like, and letting some of that stuff go for good. I know you've already been looking at this stuff, Leo, but it's time to like release it, surrender it into the divine's hands. Virgo. Virgo, once again, you're looking at your health, your wellness, how you are organized, and your spiritual practice. You may have felt disconnected from your spiritual practice over the last few years, as you've been focusing on other things, other changes in your life. But I feel a call to making your practice, whether that's yoga or whatever it is, going to the gym, a practice that helps you take care of your body and your health, making that a foundation for your life, because it will help you use your power to be of service. Like, as you take care of yourself, you have more to give others. Libra. And Libra, you're looking at your own talents and your creativity, and you're starting to take that stuff seriously. Freya just brought me one of her bones just in time for Libra. I apologize for this. I wrote all the stuff down, and then now I'm sort of adding more as I go, but I feel like you're Libra, you're really going to be looking at, who am I and what do I want and what are my gifts? Which I know you have had some ideas of what those are, But this is stuff coming through in a new way. And I think some of this you've set aside for a really long time. And now you're like, well, wait a minute. I really do want to be an actress. I really do want to try out for that play. I really do want to take that writing class. So do those things, Libra. Scorpio is looking at creating more emotional stability, creating more of a home foundation for your life, Scorpio. This is a new season for you that has more to do with your self-definition, and it's time to take out some of those secrets and share them, especially with the people you're sharing your life with. It's time to talk more, Scorpio. It's time to not be so critical of yourself and others, but to share more of who you really are, especially at home with your family. Sagittarius, communication, learning, using your voice, Sagittarius. Using your voice. This is a huge time for Sagittarius coming forward as a teacher, as somebody who knows things and is ready to share them. Sagittarius can have a lot of self-doubt, especially about what they know. They think everybody knows what they know. But Sag, it's time to come forward and share some of this stuff, whether it's through writing, through teaching, or just talking to people. Share what you know. Use your voice. Capricorn. Capricorn, you're still playing with this, building your material stability, Capricorn. But Pluto in Aquarius is calling you to have a deeper life. Have a deeper self-worth that goes beyond material or money or things or houses, because you think all that stuff brings you foundation, right? You think all that stuff brings you safety and security, but there's things that you'll be experiencing along with the rest of us that will remind you, like, oh, those are great things to have and have, yes, as part of a stable foundation for my life, but the things that matter more is what I value and my self-worth. Aquarius, huge new beginnings for Aquarius. I really think Aquarius, because Pluto is moving into your sign, Aquarius and Aquarius rising is you're not going to recognize yourself in about 3 or 4 years. Your life's going to feel so different and look different. You're coming into your leadership, Aquarius, and it is time for that, because we need you, you know. We need your voice. Your voice is different from Capricorn. It's different from Sagittarius. It is, we need the voice of that is will unite the community, that will call us to situations in the world that are dehumanizing and cruel, and help lead us to solutions for those things. And you are stepping into this leadership, helping to connect other people, and truly about to transform your life completely. And Pisces, for you, you are in a deeply spiritual time, which is, you know, it's a comfortable place for you, Pisces, to be in this spiritual oneness, connection of surrender and letting go, connecting to your intuition, to your mediumship abilities, to your esoteric skills like that, but also feeling a sense of oneness, feeling a sense of connection to the divine, to source. You're looking at the unconscious blocks that keep you from that feeling, from that experience, and allowing Pluto to transform all of those blocks. You're making space in your life for something new, Pisces, and you're also going to be communicating and expressing your creative gifts, super important, connecting with others. So those are my 20-year horoscopes. And I feel like I added a lot more in there because we are talking about a really long period of time. I mean, if you think back to when Pluto was started out in Capricorn in 2008 to 2024, that's a huge span of time. So much happened from the financial crash in 2008 to Obama's presidencies, and then just going on and on and on all the way through 2024. So this next phase of Pluto's journey, as it moves into Aquarius and through Aquarius over the next 20 years, is also a long stretch of time with many, many changes. So these are very general themes that we can expect to experience for all the signs and rising signs. Okay, so I've been talking a lot. I'm excited about this. I will tell you, I really hoped that, this change for it's about everyone, people coming into their power and recognizing that we are all connected, that kind of stuff. I really hoped that it was going to happen like bam, like in an instant. Of course, life doesn't happen like that, but one can hope, one can dream. And that's not what's happening. It's going to again be a hu at a human pace, at a human a slow pace growth. So everybody, make sure that you are spending time in nature, no matter the season, no matter where you live. Try to get outside and feel the cold wind on your face, or the sunshine, or both. Whatever's going on, it'll just help clear some of the energy that's coming up and releasing through you. Okay, I'm going to pop over to our chat room, see if anything's happening over here. I might have put you all to sleep. Don't know. Whew, I would love to know. Let's see. Oh, girl. Mariana's saying, my Chiron is in Aries in the 11th house, Moon is in Aries in the 10th house. So, okay. So you're in a very transformative time and can relate. I can so relate because Chiron is sitting on top of my Sun in Aries right now. And it's sort of, Chiron brings us into connection with our deepest wounds, the deepest, hardest experiences of our life. And some of those things are also our gifts. Like having the childhood I had, which was very chaotic. There was addiction in my family of origin, and but that's where I honed my intuition and my skills to read the room and to read energy all started there. So whatever's coming up for you, Mariana, invite it to acknowledge it, thank it, and invite it to release because you're moving into a new level of healing, whatever those past issues are, whatever those past experiences are. And I'm just going to see if anybody in the chat room resonated with their Pluto horoscope or is interested in a card tonight. I have with me the deck I use most often on the air is Divine Abundance by Tosha Silver because it never lets me down. It always has beautiful messages. And tonight, with Pluto moving into Aquarius and Sagittarius season beginning, Sagittarius for me has a lot of magic to it because it's ruled by Jupiter, which is the planet of optimism and joy and expansion. And I'm so glad we're moving into Sagittarius season because we all need a little bit of optimism right now. But I also brought in my fairy deck and by Karen Kay, or another oracle deck. So I'll be pulling those for you guys tonight. We have maybe about 15 minutes to play before our next show tonight, right after Heart Matters comes Oliver, and always an interesting show with Oliver. And then after Oliver is Raven's Rabbit Hole, another super interesting show Wednesday afternoon and evenings. It's very lively here at 1-2 Radio. I'm excited to be part of it tonight. So, you guys, how are you feeling? How are you guys feeling post election, post, Pluto in Aquarius, on the first day of Pluto in Aquarius? Quilly is saying Pluto is leaving my moon. Yes. And now it's going to be moving over your sun over the next 20 years. I'd love to know what degree your sun is, Quilly, if you know. I will say that for if you know your astrology chart, through over the next year, Pluto was it moves so slowly. It's only going to be going from 0 to like 3 degrees over the next year. So if you have planets or placements, asteroids in Aquarius or anywhere in your chart at 0, 1, 2, or 3 degrees, especially if you if they it's in a fixed sign like Scorpio, like Taurus, like Aquarius or Leo, it will be interacting with Pluto. You will be having a Pluto transit over the next year, which is something to look at and get excited about, right? Because something in your life is about to be transformed. So Pluto's leaving your moon. I love that for you, Quarley. I have another friend who's like, thank you, Jesus. Pluto is off of my moon in Capricorn. Okay, let's pull a card for Quelly tonight. And guess the first card that came up is clearing. Clearing. It has a beautiful image of Ganesha on it for you, Quelly. And it says, as true offering arises. And in Toshi Silver's world, offering is like surrendering. It's like giving your concerns, your worries to the divine. As true offering arises, it becomes easy to let go. You start to trust that more will always arrive. You shift from mine, mine, mine to God's, God's, God's. Such freedom. Yeah, I love that for you, Quelly. Aquarius is also about freedom, independence. Staking your claim, like your life is your life, you're gonna live it your way. That's true for all of us, but especially if your sun is in Aquarius, you're really being called, Quelly, to, follow your authenticity. Let all the parts of yourself that you question whether you should let them out, like blurting things out verbally here and there, whatever it is, or dressing. In a super unique way, it's time. It's time for that. We need that in our world, Crowley. So please, like, let all of your unique Aquarian qualities come forward. Clearing, that's your card. And Rosalie, okay, Rosalie, question about her love life. Let me see. I'm guided to my fairy deck, Magical Blessings. So there's something you're going through right now, Rosalie. You know what it is. And just know that you're being assisted through it by our fairy friends. The fairies say that you can bless others too. With magical blessings. There's something about what you're going through that it would really help to see the gift of it, Rosalie. And to remember that you're not alone in your experience. Okay, that's for Rosalie. The image on your card, Rosalie, is of a circle of fairies. And there, it's almost like a maypole image. They are playing together in a circle. All right, let's get to all comments once again. Let's see what's going on. Hey, thank you guys for being here with me tonight. It's always fun to play on 1-2 Radio. It's been a while. I had that show at like 7 a.m. Mondays for a long time. And yeah, Quelly, don't worry. She's saying she doesn't have her chart handy, but yeah, I love Tosha Silver too. Don't worry about grabbing your chart. Just know that this is a real time of transformation for Aquarius. And I feel like too, like changing your identity, changing your roles in some way. Mariana's sharing she's feeling calm. I'm so happy to hear that. Okay, Tara says thanks. Jennifer, Pluto's leaving my sun. I have a lot of Capricorn energy, getting ready to be chill now, right? As Pluto is moving toward your rising sign now, heading into your rising sign, Tara. Okay, time to find your voice. Yes, time to find your voice, my friend. The fairy card that's hopping forward for you is called Hidden Depths, which is perfect for what you're sharing. Something hidden is about to come to light. It's a part of yourself. I don't want you to get scared by like something hidden, right? It's not a scary thing. It's a discovery of a secret treasure. A part of you that you haven't been able to access because you've been so busy living life, creating life. It's a secret or memory coming forward, and I feel like it is some kind of creative gift. And when we expose what's hidden, we become free. I feel like you're going to start surprising your kids with your creativity or something like that, Tara. And yeah, time to find your voice. And also taking more time for yourself, just sort of claiming more time for yourself. It's time for that, Tara, right? I'm just going to take a sip of my tea. We're having peach tea here tonight. I'm going to refresh this Facebook page and get a few more minutes. I'm really excited to have Jay here with me tonight, producing the show. It's like Jay's got my back. We're really lucky to have him as the producer at 1-2 Radio in general. But in particular, I'm selfishly glad you're here, Jay. Okay. Oh, thank you for saying that, Rosalie. I love knowing that you resonated with your reading. And Moriana saying she needs more sleep. You know what? I haven't slept. I've been having the hardest time with it. I mean, I can't complain because what I decided to do, if the divine is waking me up at 4:30 in the morning, is just to get up and move my body, meditate, take Freya out early instead of feeling like, oh God, I need to get back to bed. I'm gonna have a terrible day. I haven't had a terrible day yet. I might have had a tired day. So the card that's coming up for you, two cards popped out of the deck, and one is gratitude, Moriana, and with the beautiful goddess Lakshmi on this card. She appears in a lot of places on this deck. And a hummingbird. Fill me with gratitude for all you give. May I be a vehicle for you, capitalize you, as in the divine. May I be a vehicle for the divine wherever I go. Gratitude. I know Jay was talking about gratitude tonight as something to embody that spirit of gratitude to keep ourselves young, keep ourselves youthful. The other card is change, Mariana. Two cards came out. So when the ego finally sees the utter madness of trying to control everything, we come to a sacred crossroads in our own evolution. It's like we just give up control and then change becomes easier. We just let it happen. We just ease into the change. And the goddess Durga is on this card, Mariana. It's Durga is always pictured on a lion or a tiger. She is a warrior goddess, but she's also a mother. She's also has a very nurturing energy about her. Sort of like the a combination of Cancer energy and Leo energy. So gratitude and change for you, Mariana. Okay. We are refreshing once again. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, Jay, you are so welcome. You are so welcome. You're holding it all together in the background. Okay, I'm going to grab a card for all of us. And the card that just hopped out of this deck is companionship. This is a really good theme for Pluto and Aquarius too. You know how we've been through that thing called the pandemic? Where we had to be isolated. We were told, like, you have to stay home and you can't, you know, go out. That's over, and we are now working on discovering companionship again as a theme, coming out of isolation. Aquarius is so much about connection and networking and friendship and, you know, working together for the good of the collective. So companionship, giving someone your complete presence, is an astonishing gift. I want to thank you all for being here with me tonight. It has been a pleasure to sub in for Ginger. I always love it when she calls me and says, hey, can you sit in for me? Because I just enjoy being with you guys so much. And thank you guys, like I said, for being here tonight, for listening, for asking for readings, for interacting, and being part of our community here at Bunchu Radio, being part of our collective. It's so great to have your companionship tonight. And I want to thank Jay once again for producing the show and holding us all together here in the Facebook chat room and on air. And I will see you again soon. I'll be signing on tonight to 12listen.com, and I'll be there again tomorrow. Would love to read for you anytime. And you all take really good care of yourself. Okay, have a good night.